Welcome to the January 4th, 2020 session of TeamSpeak for OpenHPSDR. My name is Dave, KV0S. And this week I've been cleaning up the shack a little bit, going through all my different SDR radios, making sure they all still work. Some I use more than others, so I thought I'd give all of them a try for a little bit. And doing a few other things like that, but that's about it for me. It's been a holiday week, so it was nice for some relaxation. Next on the list, I have Henry PA0HJA, shown as recording in a way. And then I have Mike AA8K, shown as recording. And we want to thank Mike for posting the TeamSpeak sessions to tsarchive.openhpsdr.org. Mike, would you like to say something?
Greetings, gentlemen. I've been testing out my new SDR, which is an AirSpy version 2. Haven't had much success with SDR Sharp, either on Ubuntu Linux or Windows 10, so that's pretty frustrating. Program crashes before it opens. Oh well, it's part of the experimentation.
I know how that is. It's often frustrating when you can't get things to work. Next on the list is Phil, VK6PH. Go ahead, Phil.
Thanks, Dave. Morning, good afternoon, evening. Just enjoying a little bit of a break over Christmas. I was hoping to avoid work, but hasn't been the case. A lot of my customers don't celebrate Christmas, so work is normal for them. But I did manage a little bit of a break, and I actually got on the air over Christmas and New Year period, which is quite nice. And whilst the sunspots appear to be completely disappeared, there's a few stations on 20 metres in the evenings into Europe, and it was nice to be pretty busy up there. It was good. Started to do a little bit of work on direct three-year conversion, just checking what the status of the board is and how we might be able to progress, and had a few email exchanges with some folks about looking at moving the project forward. So happy to work on that for the new year, and just finalising my bookings and arrangements for Friedrichshafen in the middle of the year, which I'm really looking forward to. Enjoying some lovely weather. Normally this time of year it's very unpleasantly warm, but whilst the eastern states of Australia are suffering from terribly high weathers and awful bushfires, we seem to be medium temperatures, and whilst the usual number of fires, not quite so bad as over east. So hoping to find a little bit more time this year on working on OpenHPSDR projects. That's the news from down under. Back to you, Dave.
Well, that's good news, Phil. Thank you. And next on the list, we have Bill, KD5TFD. Welcome back, Bill.
Hey, folks. Yeah, good evening. Not too much report. I survived my drive up and back from New York, and good to see family up there. And I hadn't been up there in about 11 or 12 years, it seems like. And it's nice to get up there, and managed to drive 3,500 miles and pick up no speeding ticket, so that was good. And appreciate the TeamSpeak conversation you guys had last weekend. I was listening to that as I drove through Virginia on the way back, so thanks for that. And back to you, Dave.
Well, fine business, Bill. And yes, glad to have you back and safe and sound. Next on the list, we have Bob, VE3GKM, shown as recording in a way. And then Greg, ZL3IX, jumped in there, but has his microphone muted. So that brings us to the end of the list, and we're open for general discussion. Phil, I wanted to let you know I did get a copy of that embedded systems book, so I have some reading to do.
Oh, it's good. I've just finished reading mine over the holiday, and there's some very useful stuff I particularly found for FPGA work, particularly on parallelizing processing, and some very good tips in there. Most of the other stuff I'd sort of come across before, but that's okay. But it was an interesting book, and There's a couple of others that I'm looking at thinking of at the moment. But yeah, good. I'm sure you'll enjoy it, Dave.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it. It just came yesterday, so I kind of procrastinated a little bit through the holidays before I ordered it.
User disconnected from your channel.
One of the Christmas presents I got this year was one of the Intel NUC, the next unit computing computers, a high 7, but I needed a new computer for my office and didn't particularly want to go with a great big tower unit. I've got plenty of those in the shack, so I've gone for little NUCs, and I'm just basically putting that together at the moment. But one of my friends had one, and looking at his at his house, and very impressed with such a small unit and how well it performs. So I've got a couple of big screens lined up and going to start using that this week.
Yeah, it is amazing how well some of the single board computers or small devices work. The world of computing is morphing as we go along. So Bill, how far south did you have to go to stay out of the snow?
I had no issues whatsoever. I was below, or I left actually before the snow and the light came through. I left Sunday from New York and ended up in rain and some pretty dense fog Sunday. But I made good time, and on Sunday I got from New York down to just across the Virginia border into Tennessee. So you know, it was a good trip, even if it was in the dark.
Well, that's good. And it is pretty interesting country to travel through.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. Up through, Arkansas. No, once you get to Arkansas, it starts to get a little hilly to mountainous. And then Tennessee, plenty of mountains. Virginia, plenty of mountains. The other thing they have is they have trees that are more than 20 feet tall. That have, forest-type trees, whereas, down here, I noticed this particularly on the way back that once I got to Texas, what passes for trees here is really only big bushes.
Well, at least in your part of the state, there's some pretty big trees over along Louisiana.
Okay, yeah, where I came through, I came Texarkana, so that's in far northeast Texas, and then by there, it's pretty scrubby.
Yeah, you're right. Texarkana doesn't have a huge amount of big trees, so. but yes, and then if you went west, out to the west coast, there's maybe not in New Mexico, Arizona as much, but you get over near the coast in California or Oregon, they get big trees again.
Well, I enjoyed / tolerated the drive so well. I looked at a map and, God, Colorado's like only 900 miles. That's practically a day trip. And then, God help me, Yellowstone is actually closer than New York, so.
Well, that's right. And the only thing is you have to go through, zipped out of my head, but the panhandle of Texas is a lot of flat land without much to look at.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll be all right with that. But also, while I was in New York, I did scope out a few microwave towers. I actually found one in downtown White Plains that's actually a concrete tower, which is one of the very first ones, and sort of still has horns on it, so that was sort of neat to see, and I had remembered that from as a kid, but never taken any pictures of it.
Ah, well, that's good. I did find a second map, not the one you sent me, but a second map of those tower sites, and that listed that one that I sent you a picture of as being the dead end on a spur.
Oh, okay. If you've got a link to that second map, I'd love to see it. What was the other thing I did? Oh, the other vaguely radio-related thing is I went to visit Armstrong's original FM tower in Alpine, New York, which was interesting to see. Where I grew up, you can see that across the river from any any high point in the town I grew up is you'd see that tower with its three arms across the river. And at the time when I was a kid, I did not know the significance of it. But unfortunately, it's not. You can't get to the base of it. It's actually staffed with people, and they won't let you in. But got close enough to take some pictures of it and see it. It is a beast of a tower. It's 420 feet or so.
Is that his original FM station?
Yeah, it's fun because I actually have my dad with me, and he was interested in the story of Armstrong because Armstrong was actually a native of the town I grew up in, Yonkers. And I told my dad that, there's a great PBS story, Empire of the Air, that talks about it. And he managed to get that from the library on DVD. So last night I was up there, we watched Empires of the Air together, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is fun. And it's interesting to see that history.
I posted a link to the Wikipedia article for anyone that's interested in the Armstrong Tower. But yeah, that one was built in the 30s for his original FM stations, which were on 42 megahertz, actually. And actually, RCA and Sarnoff, as part of screwing over Armstrong, actually ended up getting FM band moved from 40 megahertz up to 90.
Oh, yeah, the FCC told him it was a more efficient band after he already had a bunch of customers.
Yeah, well, it's a tragic story because, Armstrong ended up committing suicide. But, it's a distinctive tower, that's for sure.
I did hear a story that his wife continued with all his patent claims, and eventually she won all the ones. It took her several years, but she finally won them all.
Yeah, no, she did eventually win them all, but it took a while. The other interesting thing is I went all the way from Austin to New Jersey until I hit the first toll booth.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but I ended up getting a toll transponder for New York just because of the hassle, not the cat going through the cash lane. Well, actually, some of the roads there don't have cash lanes anymore. And if you're on them without a transponder, with the transponder, the toll's $2.80. Without it, $7. So sort of paid to take care of that in advance.
Yep, I understand. There's the 1960 map that I found, and it has the tower I have is a end of a spur.
Okay, I think I might have seen this one. The title certainly looks familiar.
I found it at this location.
Okay, yeah, there I've definitely been. There's actually two. There's another map like this, which was, I think, 66 or 68. The most interesting difference between the two of them I see is, it's around here, is that there's a spur line out to Johnson City, Texas, where LBJ's ranch was after, in the later 60s one.
Oh, he wanted to have good connections.
He needed to have television.
Ah, I see. Well, Phil, I was going to ask you about the fires, but you answered it in your intro. I have a friend that lives in Melbourne, and I've been communicating with him, and he said so far he hasn't been in a fire, but I'm sure he's getting a little bit of smoke.
Yeah, I haven't got too many colleagues over there, but so far they're okay. But yeah, the images you get on the news here are pretty horrifying, and we get a fire season over here as well, but we run slightly differently in that we burn off the undergrowth with what's called controlled burning. You're probably aware of that. We do a helicopter dropping of little incendiary devices to burn off the undergrowth. So that tends to control things. But if the fire gets too big, then even that doesn't work. But yeah, it's been certainly the worst fire season I can ever remember.
Has it been unusually warm? I know it's warm, but I assume that you've probably had some periods like this in the past.
No, it's unusually warm. Certainly, we've had the hottest start to summer on record. The number of days above 40 degrees is a record, but it's changeable. I mean, at the moment, over Christmas and New Year, we've had really mild weather. In fact, it was cold last night. I found it very chilly. But over east, they've had massive runs of very, very hot weather, very low humidity, and very, very strong winds. So it is very unusual weather here.
So most your fronts come from the tropics, or do they come out of the Arctic Ocean and drop up into you?
They come off the west coast.
Oh, okay. So it's still the same circulation around the world. Things come from the west.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So with all your customers working over the holidays, Phil, do you get a alternative holiday time to take?
Yes, in a few months' time.
No, I see.
I'm used to this. Previous occupation involved the same thing. So, but. One of the main companies I'm working with, their weekend is Thursday afternoons and Fridays. So they work Saturday and Sunday, which makes life interesting. But I got a lot of flexibility nowadays, so it's not really a problem.
It's not an Israeli company, is it?
No, in the Middle East.
Okay, yeah, I had one with working with guys in Israel for a while with that issue.
Well, I think I'm going to play with some toys. So I'll say 73s, everyone, and... hope everyone has a good start to the new year, and catch you next week, 73.
73, and same to you.
73, home.
User disconnected from your channel.
Well, Bill, I think I'll go get something to eat, and I'll say goodbye to you and Mike.
Okay, 73, have a good week, and catch you next weekend.
73, Dave.
73.
User disconnected from your channel.
Good night, Bill.
73.